Hello, Rylan.
Hi, Ryan. Lisa, how are you?
Oh, hi, Lisa. You know, I just left my phone in the market, so thanks for calling. I'm excited.
No.
My goodness,
no.
I get so excited. I'm 60 years old. My wife saw me do a cartwheel yesterday. She said, "Honey, I didn't know you could do a cartwheel."
That is so cool. All right.
I thought I'd make you laugh. I didn't do the cartwheel. You ain't gonna hurt myself.
You always make me laugh. That is one thing about you. And I'm so glad to hear from you. All right. I actually see your response here, Rylan, on the portal. And you got the link that I sent you, right?
I did, and I took a good look at it. We're still looking at so much graphics, so we decided to go ahead and take a look at it tonight together, because, you know, I'm letting her, you know, help me with this. Even though I did, it was my investment. However, she definitely is a partner in this. So I'm pretty sure we'll have a decision for you before the end of the day. You should be able to see it tomorrow, hopefully.
Perfect. That sounds great, Rye. You take your time, discuss it with your wife, and then you get back to me on the portal, okay? Meanwhile, I'm going to I'm going to check with the team and see where we are at with the first draft, which is the editorial report, okay?
I am so thankful. Good to hear your voice, Lisa. I know you got other clients. I know you, and I told my wife, honey, she has other clients, baby. Rye is not her only one. I know she's, you know, because I heard Sheldon took under the weather, and I told Ian, we'll say a little prayer for him. Is he okay?
No, he's not okay. He is not coming to the office. He's got this viral, and yesterday he was actually hospitalized as well. So Sheldon won't be coming in for a while now.
Okay. Well, I hope he... You know, but he still, if I needed something, he's still taking calls?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because he has an overwhelming, he had a lot of people that love him, and yourself too, but I saw a lot of good people that really enjoyed his heart when it came to them working, doing the work with them. So I was impressed with how people intimately spoke about Sheldon.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. We'll make sure that we get the same reviews from you. So no worries, you're going to get all the work up to the mark. I just needed to get started, you know. The first step, it's usually, you know, the most difficult thing. Now, once you cross that bridge, it's all going to pace up, all right?
Sounds great, Lisa. I'm so humbled. It's amazing. I looked at Gnomes and I noticed your history. You know, I was telling my wife that treasure that, you know, God put in my heart, the Gnomes. They put you have the right type of the name of your Gnome book writing. You guys protect the treasure that is put in the heart.
Right, absolutely.
You guys protect the treasures. Yeah, so that was, and you know, you can't put your treasure in everybody else's hands. And there was a couple of people that really tried to really not to embrace the treasure. And I appreciate you guys. I looked at all your did a lot of reviews, and I see that you guys have really made a lot of people very, very happy around the world. So congratulations to Gnome Book Writing.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, we just try our best to do our job and keep our clients satisfied, because, you see, it's not just a day-to-day thing. Now, I'm talking to you. I got your order. We got your money. We are providing you services. But it's not just that. We think about a certain vision. We think about long-term relationships here. So that's what we basically focus on. And I am really looking forward to having the same relationship with you guys. So we're glad you're
on. Most definitely. We'll be with you for the next 20 years, because my wife, she was in a relationship for 30 years, and it's amazing. She's still alive. She has a book inside of her, and, you know, hopefully she'll be able to have the courage. I can't make a person, but, I told her, you have a book inside you, and this woman out there needs to know your story. So hopefully we'll be able to get her on board too.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right about that. You cannot do this for someone until and unless they are ready to do this for themselves. So give her some time, let her, you know, gather her thoughts, and whenever she's ready, we're right here for you, for both of you. Okay?
Okay, thanks so much, Lisa. I tell her, you know, just because we went through some things, and I told her to trust, honey, trust, and everything is fine, because I know when I talked to Ryan Chase, I didn't even talk to him, but you know what? It was something about his passion when I was texting him. I was like, whoa, this guy is on fire, and that's why I felt, you know, you know Ryan, right?
Yes, of course. Ryan is a representative here. He takes care of all the new clients that are coming on board.
Yeah, he was very, I just felt his energy. I knew you guys were, you know, I believe in, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe God has a way of being anonymous. Mm-hmm. I make people laugh when I say that, but he has a way of being anonymous, and I know that known book writing, we're in good hands. So thanks so much for the call, and I will get that graphics over to you, and I look forward to the draft and everything. So have a good weekend, Lisa.
You too. I'll keep in touch. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.